Hey, welcome to the Sparkling Client Podcast. I'm Eric Mork, I'm the host, and what we do is we give you short, informative shows all about Silverlight. Welcome to another edition of This Week in Silverlight. We are sitting here at the Mix 10 Conference, a kind of special thing for us because we have Kelly White and we have Brian Henderson, and we're all sitting here at the same table, so that's pretty cool. How you guys doing?
Doing awesome.
Doing great. It's been a great day.
Yeah, it has been a great day. This is kind of like Christmas for us. Christmas for geeks. So, guys, we're here. We're at the conference. You can hear some background noise. You can hear some people. We're all a little tired. There are fluorescent lights, but we're all happy. Why are we happy? Kelly, go.
Because there's my Zoom phone, right? I saw it. And I didn't get to touch it, but I saw it. Maybe someday I will touch one.
Yeah, yeah. So, so the rumors of a phone you were hoping for?
Yeah, let's not talk about that right now. I'm kind of sad.
We got a simulator, just no hardware. That's so we can simulate, play with on the PC. We got a little bit of touch we can play with. Some cool demos, applications on the phone.
So let's give some context. So today, the Silverlight, actually the Windows Mobile phone
Series 7.
Series 7 was announced. And it's out. Well, it's not out. But what they have also in addition announced is that the SDK, Silverlight and XNA, you can now write applications, not for the iPhone because we don't have the phones, but we can write applications that will run in the simulator.
Right. And it's a simulator. It's actually similar to the Pocket PC or the PC phone of the past, where it's actually a live simulator, simulating the actual CPU running outside of Visual Studio.
So, so he said in the keynote that you will see dropouts and network connections, and like everything is simulated.
Right, there's random faults built into the simulator. So, I'm not sure it's configurable, but random stuff.
So, what do you think, Kelly? Not a real phone. Is it good enough?
No, the tools are really awesome. I mean, so I sat there and I watched Charlie Kindle's his follow on session, and, you know, he really kind of laid the framework for the next 2 days here. And we're doing Silverlight apps, we're doing games in Silverlight, we're doing XNA games. If you want to do an app in XNA, you can do that. Most people probably won't. But, I mean, I feel like I shouldn't be going to any of the Mixer things tonight. I should be going back to the room and sitting there and cracking open and writing code and diving in. I feel it's really that urgent.
Yeah, no, I feel amped as well. I mean, it's all good stuff. There's going to be tons and tons of news about the phone. In fact, Brian, do you have a good resource for reaching out for phone information?
Best resource for both Silverlight and the Windows Phone 7, I think, is Tim Heersbach. He's got two posts, one on each one. So, timheer.com.
Yeah, great. And we'll have the specific link up as well. So, and taking a little bit of a backseat, but also very, very important, is that Silverlight 4 is NRC.
Right.
Yeah. So, and then Silverlight 4 is going to be released in April.
Right.
Live. Done. No go live license now.
Did they say that?
They said no go live license right now.
Did they say April, I mean?
But they did say April in the keynote. Now, I don't know if for sure that's really going to happen. I know they're shooting for that.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that means that it's going to be in Visual Studio 2010. I'm guessing probably not. You know what? Let's worry about that later.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think
the
thing
is, now.
Yeah, the bits are out and they're more real. And, you know, the really important thing for me is we're no longer on Visual Studio 2010 Beta 2, which was a hog.
Yes.
Or turtle or a snake. I don't know. I mean, I don't know.
It means we got performance
analogy.
Now.
Yeah. We have some performance. I got to tell you, that was frustrating. So, Brian, you were pointing out we neglected to mention something about the tools for the phone.
We got Visual Studio RC with Silverlight RC. They also announced both the Windows Phone 7 CTP. Is it going to be available for Visual Studio Express?
Right. So it's going to be free, right? So
and it's going to be free. Exactly.
Yeah, all tools are going to be free to develop phone apps. So I can develop a phone app and it costs me nothing. And if I want to do that in the Apple marketplace, I can't do that. I have to pay something somewhere down the line. And I think this is a deal breaker for Apple.
Well, it hasn't been so far, right? I mean, to be clear, the Windows Mobile, they are climbing out of a deep hole, right?
They are.
There are some promising hardware, there's some promising software,
but man, you know, they are a couple generations behind. I mean, having said that, that's Microsoft's strong point, right? Like, they start out behind, and they really claw and fight and catch up and surpass competitors. So it's going to be an interesting couple of years.
The barrier to entry is very low for, you know, getting the Windows Phone 7, basically.
Right.
You remember what happened with Xbox, right? When the original Xbox came out.
Yeah.
And how the gaming, and, you know, that story, I see that playing out again. Plus, I need a new rumor to hang on to anyways.
And not to forget in the tool story, if you have Blend 3 now, upgrade to Blend 4 is also free. So
yeah,
lots of happy designers out there.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. So that brings us to the news portion. So in other news, other things are happening. So the Mix conference has been sold out. They've announced that.
Right. Yeah. Capacity.
I think that, I don't know if that's the first time that's ever happened, but it sure seems like there's a lot of people here this year.
There's a lot. I think the size of the conference, just looking at the breakfast area, I think it's almost twice as large as last year.
Yeah.
They haven't told us numbers, but it's large.
Yeah. And Laurent Bagnon, MVP Silverlight of the Year, along with Dave Campbell. Laurent has been busy too.
Yes, he was speaking today as well, talking about understanding MVB patterns, and he also released version 3 of his MVBM Lite toolkit.
Yeah, and that's really good. I mean, I think people who are on the cutting edge are oftentimes using his tools. You know, his Event Boss is just really, really good, and people have dropped the Prism eventing model in favor of that in some instances. So.
And just getting started in Blend for designers to doing codeless development.
Yeah.
Working with sample data. Very cool.
All right, Kelly. Take us out, application of the week. What is your favorite application from this past week?
It's got to be what I saw on stage today, right? And that's got to be the Seismic Twitter client on the phone. You know, Loic getting on stage and demoing that, and that looked really slick.
So as far as Seismic, I thought it looked really nice. And one other thing, did you notice the plugin model?
I did. That was really cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very cool. Open to developers to add their own plugins. Very interesting.
And extensibility, you know, that said to me math, right? So.
Well, you saw on the Twitter chain, right? Glenn's going back and forth with other people, and he says he had it confirmed that Seismic was using math.
Oh,
and Brad Abrams is like, woot! That's exactly what Brad said. I heard it.
Oh, nice. Yeah. No. It looked obvious. When you talk about third-party extensibility, you know, that's almost always math. Yeah, so good application, and it was running Silverlight 4 out of the browser. And it was also, he showed a Windows Phone version.
Yeah.
Yes.
Now, that one I liked. That was my app of the week, right? It was the mobile version.
The mobile Silverlight 4 version.
I got to tell you, great experience. I love the applications. The one thing I didn't like, they had this idea of a panoramic view into the Windows Mobile Phone,
right,
where they sort of clip the text off of the next window.
What's that really clipped off? It's like the window is larger, and they only show you a small portion. It's like a window into an application.
So they show you a portion of it, but it was freaking out my eyes. Was it freaking you guys out or not?
No, I'm used to it. I mean, that's how it is on the Zoom, HD, right? What I really like about it is he kept cycling to the end and eventually came back to the beginning. So it's circular, right?
Oh.
It's not like you hit the end and then you got to back up.
Yeah, you have to explain this to this iPhone guy. I'll take me a while to pick it up.
We'll show it to you. You can win one tonight.
All right. No, I think that is a spectacular application of the week. So, gentlemen, thank you for joining me for another episode of This Week in Silverlight. Maybe if we get a chance, we'll be able to record another episode at the Mix conference. So, you know, enjoy the conference, and thank you once again.
Great.
Hey, thanks, Eric.
Thanks for listening. If you're interested in Silverlight 3 or Silverlight 4, check out our website, silverbaylabs.org. That's where we have information about Silverlight consulting and development. If you're interested in training, check out the Silverlight Tour, where I'm an instructor.